Yeah, everything's going well. I think our team as a whole is getting better. I think we're both playing better. And you know, that's what it's been about from the beginning.
Do a lot of self-evaluation and three preseason games then?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, every day. I mean, that's why we film the practices, so that you can see where you're at, fix your mistakes, footwork, mental or otherwise, and bring it out and put better stuff on tape the next day.
Do you get a sense they might keep three quarterbacks on this team? Or
not
two,
a question
or?
For me. I wish I could tell you.
Well, what's your sense?
My sense is I'm working to keep my job, and I'm going to put my best foot forward every day. The reps that I get, I want to make the most of them, be the most efficient, accurate, and polished player that I can be.
Has Griffin pushed you at all? Kind of, you know?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I hope that our room is an environment of pushing each other. You know, I know my hope is to push Drew every day. And so that's, again, that's the environment you want in a position room, in a unit, so that you're never, you know, being just status quo. It's got to be better. Every day has got to be better, and you're always trying to be better than the next guy. And so I think that's the kind of environment that we've set up in our room.
Did you feel like you had a good practice today?
Yes, sir. Did.
Several throws looked like they were right.
Yeah, I felt good. Felt, again, tempo is always kind of the buzzword throughout training camps, but that's what you want to see. When you're lining up fast, breaking the huddle fast, and coming off the ball fast, that means you know what you're doing. And when that happens, generally good things are happening in the offense. And so I felt like our tempo was good, you know, from the onset, from team takeoff to the last throw in 2 minutes. And so I felt just overall it was a good practice.
Is your pinky feeling better? I mean, are you still having trouble gripping the ball and throwing it any distance, really?
No, it is what it is. You know, it's just, if you've ever dislocated anything, especially a finger, there's really no magic treatment you can get for it. It's just going to kind of be what it is until you get an opportunity to rest. And so it's not affecting my accuracy, my arm strength. You know, the only thing that really hurts every now and then, obviously, landing on it, or every now and then you hand a ball off and a running back will grab a hold of your finger as he's grabbing the ball, and that doesn't feel very good. When you just feel a 210-pound jolt coming out of your dislocated finger. But other than that, it's fine.